Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Nananatiling maraming may interest sa Bitcoin kahit pa man bumababa ang halaga nito sa mga nakalipas na araw. Sa ngayong taon, ang halaga ng cryptocurrency ay pababa na kung saan ang ilang mga pandaigdigang otoridad ay pinag-uusapan ang pagbabawal nito. Subalit para sa ilan, ang paggamit ng Bitcoin ay hindi lamang bilang pera. Narito ang ulat ni Ricardo Concalves na isinalin sa wikang Filipino. Si Amin Rafi ay nanirahan ng 3 taon sa Europa bilang contractor at hiniling niya na siya ay bayaran ng cryptocurrency.
I would use it to pay my rent, my daily expenses, and find ways where I can exchange it for cash so, you know, I can do other things that for leisure. So back then it was much harder, but now you have Bitcoin debit card, so, you know, you can just register, verify yourself, and from there use your Bitcoin or other cryptocurrencies to exchange it to fiat money, which is, you know, the USD, Australian dollar, whatever it is. And like any other Visa card or MasterCard, you can use it to pay your bills.
Sinabi niya na ang tawag sa sarili ay crypto-anarchist. Para sa kanya, ito ay hindi para pagkakitaan, kung hindi isang pamamaraan para kontrolin ang kanyang personal na kalayaan.
Once you have a choice, it's very empowering because you can be like, well, my government is going into hyperinflation. What can I do? The choice then becomes, what if I, you know, exchange some of my money into crypto, or, you know, change some of my assets into a smart asset and things like that. So by doing this, you're empowering individuals to have a choice.
Sinabi ng ekonomistang Stephen Kukulas mula Canberra, ang kakulangan sa proteksyon ng mga consumer ang ikinakabahala niya.
I would be extremely cautious about getting into Bitcoin at any price, really, let alone these multiple ten thousands of dollars the price, because it isn't regulated. You are putting your trust in an entity that's not regulated by any government, and giving them money to buy these Bitcoin, and you're not sure whether you're going to get your money back. There's already been a few scandals where the Bitcoin transactors have gone bust and people have been unable to access their money. That causes me a lot of grief. We do know that the regulators throughout the world are looking at it very closely.
Noong katapusan ng linggo, isang Japanese cryptocurrency exchange ang hinacked at mahigit sa kalahating bilyong dolyar ang ninakaw. Ang mga pandaigdigang otoridad, partikular ang South Korea at China, ang nagsasabi na ipagbabawal nila ang paggamit ng cryptocurrencies. Pinagigbitan din ito ng Australian Tax Office at tinitiyak nito sa ngayon na babayaran ang lahat ng mga mahalagang buwis. Sinabi ni Amin Rafi, bilang gumagamit ng Bitcoin, ipinapakita ang pangangailangan sa mga gumagamit na intindihin ang mga banta nito at ikalat ang kanilang mga salapi at suportahan ang kanilang mga ipon.
The first thing we need to think about is personal responsibility. You don't use a service unless you know it's safe. Even though, you know, you can have a million users, keep stuff like your private key to yourself and back up everything. You just have to become very wary of it. You can also have multi-signature wallets. So if I lose my part of the deal, two other people that I know can unlock my wallet still. The other part is that you would treat it like you would cash. What if you lose it? Well, you would try and not lose your cash. You would try and split it up. If they don't feel like they can keep it safe, then they shouldn't really be doing it.
At habang nagpapatuloy ang pagtatalo sa paggamit ng mga Bitcoin at cryptocurrencies, ang tila may malawakang pagsuporta ay ang teknolohiyang nasa likod ng mga ito, ang blockchain. Sumang-ayon si Kukulas.
The blockchain technology is allowing for the settlement of transactions to occur instantly and without the risk of the third party in the middle of the transaction, who of course inevitably involves some fees and other costs as well. So blockchain is going to be, it's still evolving.
Habang inimbestigahan ng mga organisasyong tulad ng Australian Stock Exchange kung paano nila magagamit ang blockchain, ang iba pang mga gumagamit, tulad ni Amin Rafi, ay nagsabing ang gamit nito ay hindi lamang sa pananalapi.
You can have things like everyone's computational power comes together to solve problems. So currently you can have, you know, university computers kind of trying to solve problems such as how proteins fall and diseases occur, or searching for interstellar activity, or, you know, solving mathematical issues, financial analysis. These things can all be done by you saying, well, I'll share a bit of my computer power at home that's not doing anything overnight, and I'll get rewarded for it in cryptocurrency.
Marami ang naniniwala at ang ilan ay naghahanap ng paraan para ito pagkakitaan. Sinabi ni Michael McCarthy, isang analista ng CMC Markets, binabago ng ilang mga kumpanya ang kanilang sarili bilang cryptocurrency provider. Sinasabi niya na dinadagdag ng iba ang salitang blockchain sa kanilang mga pangalan o bumibili sila ng mga blockchain assets para dagdagaan ang halaga ng kanilang kumpanya.
We're clearly talking about the higher risk, higher potential reward scenario. So any investor going into this space must be prepared to lose everything they put into it because nobody knows the future.
Nais na makarinig ng iba pang kwento tulad nito? Mag-subscribe sa ating regular na podcast sa iTunes.